Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
And happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah, it's the day after Halloween, after a beautiful Halloween, had some great weather, and we went trick-or-treating with Rev, and he got a whole bag full of candy, which we're now helping him consume.
Oh, yeah, really? Hey, and it had to happen sooner or later. First snowflakes in Westminster, at least for today.
Who are we brought by other than the snow?
That's right. We're brought by, well, Chuck, Bonnie, and Julie. Hey, the Chuck and Julie Show, Truth Straight Up. Remember, you can always get all of our podcasts and everything at chuckandjulie.com. Brought to you by AmericasCitizenPress.com and Denver Synergenics and Dr. Julie McCallan.
All right. Well, we got some great things. This is the day after Halloween and the day before the big election, all cycle election. So we'll be talking about that in the West Virginia race, or Virginia rather, New Jersey and some of the other ones. Locally, it's going to be a big election too.
Yeah, a lot to talk about there. We've got, I don't know if you have seen the video of Joe Biden apparently falling asleep at the climate conference. Now, I got to say, this one, I was listening to that speech, and I can't really hold that against him necessarily.
Well, you're supposed to pretend you can stay away.
Well, that's right. And his aide had to go wake him up. At least his aides are on it. And then COVID, I think, you know, a liberal comedian has declared COVID is over. As far as I'm concerned, that's enough for me. I'm going with it.
Whatever Bill Maher says, we go with.
That's right. But wanted to first start talking. We talked about it Friday and previewed a little bit of the Tucker Carlson, Fox News host, Patriot Purge documentary that he did,
which is on the Fox Stream channel, and we'd never signed up for Fox Nation before, but this made us sign up because we so much wanted to hear this thing, because this will be the alternative to the January 6th commission version of events.
That's right. And just, this is a note, probably Fox would not want me to say this, but from what I think, you can sign up for a free week for the trial and then unsign up. Just saying, we went ahead and paid. It's like 99 cents. So it's not bad. But wanted to preview that a little bit, because before, if you guys haven't seen it and it just came out, we watched part one. There's three parts. And I was kind of concerned that Fox, being sort of a legacy media outlet, even though sometimes they pretend they're not, they are, that maybe he would be not hard-hitting. I got to tell you what, this delivered and more. There was not a ton of new information in it. If you're like us, you've already had questions about it. But I think for somebody just seeing this for the first time, or maybe who hasn't followed it all that much, would be like, whoa. And I think they should make Lindsey Graham watch it over and over and over again if he was saying that the Capitol Hill police should use their guns on some of these citizens. But let me start out with just maybe a clip of it. TJ, if you could just go ahead and keep in mind, we can't hear this. I'm sorry, we're having some speaker problems, but if just bring us back up full screen. If we could go ahead and play the Tucker Carlson soundbite, please.
Worse than 9/11. The very same corrupt interest in Washington that pushed the Iraq War under false pretenses are now pushing the lie of a domestic white terror army.
Terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today.
They are tying white nationalist terrorism to Trump voters.
You voted for the person who the Klan supported.
They're tying January 6th to 9/11.
I would like to see January 6th as burned into the American mind as firmly as 9/11.
They're tying millions of law-abiding Americans to Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Pushing them more into this violent white extremism. What's the way bin Laden, you know, did, sort of inspiring people to be this way?
You link two concepts together, even if they don't belong together.
No external terrorists ever did this to us. We've never worried like this, even after 9/11.
You put it in a headline, MAGA terrorists,
Al-Qaeda.
When you shove it in people's throats enough.
Not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists.
Then they come to believe it.
January 6th is being used as a pretext to strip millions of Americans, disfavored Americans, of their core constitutional rights, and to defame them as domestic terrorists. But what exactly happened on January 6th? How much of what we were told about that day is a lie?
Well, it's hopefully you could hear all that.
They can hear, we just can't.
We just can't. So, but that was a good start. And then it just goes through. And while you should question everything they've told you about January 6th insurrection, which I think I'm calling it now the January 6th insurrection hoax.
I named that last week. That was my thing. Okay. You stole that from me.
We'll give you credit.
Well, the bottom line premise of the whole thing is that the January 6th insurrection hoax was developed by the deep state and the Uniparty. It was entrapping American citizens. It was perpetuated by the media. Does any of this sound familiar, by the way? Does any of this sound like Russia hoax or Hunter Biden laptop?
Ukraine hoax or
impeachment?
Or William Flynn hoax or...
Yeah, I mean, and the bottom line of it, Tucker Carlson says, is aimed at, essentially, they have declared war on American citizens, the rest of us. A couple of the key points he makes, if you haven't seen it, we can maybe help you here. Number one, what he does is he goes through and he refutes and shows to be lies some of the original stories that were told. Remember initially that Officer Sitnik, was that his name? He was killed by them beating him with a fire extinguisher. Okay, well, then it turns out, okay, they didn't beat him with a fire extinguisher, but they put bear spray on him and that caused him to have a heart attack later. Then it turns out, no, that wasn't true either. And he talked about how the mainstream media talked over and over again about the deadly insurrection, the murders of the insurrection, the citizens, the Trump supporters were killers, et cetera, et cetera. And he shows, number one, that's none of it was true. It wasn't even close to true. The only person who died at the Capitol was Ashley Babbitt, who was shot by a Capitol Hill police officer. So he points out the lies there. He points out some of the just the other how they hyped this up to be more than 9/11. It was like there was an immediate narrative out there, right? Again, where have we seen this with the Russia hoax? Trump Russia, right? It was in a narrative that was, and I suspect he's going to get to this in other points, that he's going to show was organized. Then he talks a little bit about the difference between how the Trump people were treated and are the Trump supporters are treated and all the Black Lives Matter people. And he goes into, you know, if you've been watching for the past year and a half, if you were perhaps a Trump supporter or somebody looking for trouble there, you might think you could get away with it because they've been getting away with it all summer, right? And nobody cared. And this time, of course, it was completely different. But then he has a guy who was a professional agent provocateur for the U.S. government during the Cold War against Russia. And he flat out said this. He said, January 6th was a political warfare operation directed against Trump supporters, populists, the American citizens. And he goes through and he shows to a certain extent, I wish he could have done it more, but I'm sure time-wise, how you can identify, he said there are clearly cadres of professional agents provocateur there. And he goes through and he shows where you could see some of them.
They're on the Liberty Statue. They were on the Capitol steps. They were very, it's a whole cadres of them. And I must say, you know, Trump has to learn one thing by now is that you got to look ahead. You kind of go, okay, if we're going to have a rally, what are they going to do? Well, what are they going to do is try to cause it to be a violent rally. And you've got to be able to have everybody you can to stop it from being a violent rally.
Well, and he talked a little bit about how the guys who organized, they talked with the guys who organized that rally. It was peaceful. Yes, they'd met with Congress. They weren't expecting, or some members of Congress, they weren't expecting any trouble at all. And then during that, some people came over and said, hey, look, there's some trouble going on over at the Capitol. But by then, the agent provocateur had taken over. He talks about one in particular, and you've seen this. This is the guy who sold this videotape for tens of thousands of dollars. John Sullivan, who is a professional agitator, full-time left-wing activist with Antifa, and he's got his own group, Insurgent USA. And he showed pictures of him agitating people, kind of like we showed you with that Ray Epps guy, right? Where he was wandering around saying, we got to go into the Capitol. We got to storm the Capitol. And then they talked to some of the people who were there who say some of the Trump people then came over, the real Trump people came over and said, hey, no, don't break down the barricades. Don't do this. And that things had actually quieted down. And then all of a sudden, inexplicably,
they start
tear gassing the crowd, at which point people get mad also. So they deliberately escalated a situation that had been de-escalated.
Yeah, Dr. Donna asked if Buffalo Man was John Sullivan. No, John Sullivan was a black guy.
Yeah.
And
Buffalo Man was just like, high. I mean, he was there.
Well, he had some other connections.
Some BLM, but no, John Sullivan was there, and you see him at with the bullhorn agitating crowds, and they showed pictures and had information about him doing that at other protests in Utah and other places too. I mean, that's what he did. And I can tell you this, when I was a reporter, I covered a bunch of protests and a bunch of riots, and there were always the same group of people. They were the, was it the Wall Street group? What was the name of them? I can't, the anti-Wall Street group people. But they were always the same group of people who would show up at any protest. And they were the ones who started shouting, F the police, F this. They were the ones who started trying to agitate the crowd. So I can, and they're paid. I can tell you that that definitely happens. Only here it happened incredibly. They showed pictures of some of the guys. Remember, if you have seen the pictures of some of these guys dressed in black like ninjas, they're breaking out the windows of the Capitol, right? It's like, what's with those guys? Well, they were dressed as ninjas then. Then they go and they have pictures of them changing into Trump supporter clothes, right? So they take off their ninja outfits and then they put on Trump shirts, MAGA hats, things like that. They show videotape of that. And then he goes into what I think is the final point, or one of the final points in. So not only was this not pre-planned and pre-organized to be an insurrection by Trump supporters, not only was there no violence on the part of Trump supporters, the only violence, the only deaths were at the hands of the Capitol Hill police. Not only were their agents provocateur deliberately set in there and coordinated to cause all that happened. But he said then the FBI also had people there and snaring basically American citizens and then arresting them and you know, going with this whole narrative.
Well, then he had Trevor Aronson on, and I know Trevor Aronson moderately well from the fact that he gave me a call when the FBI came into Glendale and said, do you know this guy? Is in fact, the guy who got arrested in Glendale is actually an FBI guy. He was out in California. And Trevor wrote a great book in which he demonstrated, as Tucker Carlson shows, that 75% of all terrorist incidents are really just FBI ginned up one, where they get weak people to do what they want, and then they make the bomb, they put it in their hands, they do everything else.
The FBI comes up with a plot. And again, we talked about this Friday. They compared this exactly.
Terror Factors was Trevor Aronson's book, and it's a very good one.
Right. And they do this on purpose, and they did this in Detroit with the plot to kidnap the governor there. And they point out what we talked about on Friday. Amazingly, the head of the FBI field office that came up with this Operation Cold Snap in Detroit was then transferred to Washington, D.C. just in time for the insurrection hoax. So coincidence? I don't know. You tell me. But then I love the way he ended the first piece. He ends it saying, if the deep state and the Uniparty are willing to launch a terror war on their own citizens, what else are they capable of? And then they show Ashley Babbitt being shot and killed. And Sandra here correctly points out, too. Sandra, it sounds like you've watched it. The other thing they did say correct is that if you repeat it enough, stupid people will believe it. You're right. They didn't say stupid, but we do, because our country has too many stupid people called Demorats. Yeah, they were going on and on. Or he went on and not on and on ad nauseum, but on and on talking about the reason that the mainstream media, just like the Russia hoax, they had to repeat this, repeat this, repeat this. And pretty soon everybody believes it. Do you want to read Marx, or do you want me to put?
Okay, I've been watching it, and it's awesome. It shows that everything the corporate media told us is, in fact, a lie. His interview is spectacular. It's a must-watch. I love the way they talk about all rhinos and how bad they are, including the prior president.
Well, yeah, Tucker Carlson points out this is really no different in some ways, even though they're comparing it to 9/11. He does differently, saying you had a deep state and a uniparty. Perpetuate this hoax of weapons of mass destruction, even though they knew all along it wasn't there, but they did it to attain their own objectives. And he said, same thing here. And he said the permanent Washington, I call it the deep state and the uniparty, but Lindsey Graham taking some heat on Twitter on this, though, for apparently telling the Capitol Hill police, during this is going on, you have guns, why don't you use them? So that's not going to look good for Lindsey Graham. Well, exactly. Who, by the way, has not been charged. So, you know, this is, we'll kind of lead into some other things that make me hopeful. But it is, I have to say, an enormous, I really believe this, act of courage for Tucker Carlson and Fox to put this out, because they are they are going to try to tear them down. I mean, look how long it took to get to the truth of the Russia hoax. Now, as you said, they never give up. They'll move on to something else. because they already kind of know people don't care that much about the insurrection. People have moved on from that and the economy is plummeting. But they are going to do everything they can, I think, to try to destroy them, to try to get rid of advertisers, to try to hurt them politically, personally, financially.
As Sandra says, think Peter Boyles will watch it? LOL.
No, Sandra.
No, I don't know. Well, I talked to him, what was it, last week? And I said, you know, I think it's just an FBI operation. He goes, I know it's not. I go, well, how do you know? He goes, well, I don't like the FBI, but...
Well, because here's the thing, guys, that, and this is what the Democrats do. So they put out the lie. Then you get a bunch of people, maybe some of them initially well-intentioned, like, hello, COVID, the scamdemic. I saw that term today. And
Scamdemic.
And all of a sudden, people are psychologically, emotionally, intellectually invested in the lie. And it becomes impossible for them to turn around. And instead, they just say things like, we're racist, right? But I think it is alarming on the one hand that the government has declared war on Trump supporters. I mean, they weren't kidding after the election when they said they have to crush us, right? We're like, oh, that's just, you know, hyperbole. It's like, no, they meant it. And they're doing everything they can to carry it out. But that's why I think the Let's Go Brandon thing, I'm going to move into something now and keep commenting, you guys, if you want, but I'm going to move into something positive. And that is, you know, you've got the AP, all these people now are trying to do stories explaining the Let's Go Brandon. You may have heard the Southwest Airlines pilot, some AP, can you imagine this? You're on a plane. Some reporter jumps out of her chair. You don't know her seat. You know, she's a reporter.
And she won't be in first class.
AP. And she's rushing the freaking cockpit, trying to get into the cockpit, banging on the door, apparently demanding to talk to the pilot. It's like, what? And because she says, she heard the pilot say, let's go, Brandon. Well, apparently from what is coming out so far, no one else heard it. Just her. Now, does that once again stop anybody from reporting it as if it's true? Does that stop anybody from saying, oh my God, we've got to fire that pilot? No. Go back to when, remember a year and a half ago, when the fake nurse was apparent at outside the Denver Capitol, when the fake nurse was like, you know, they had these nurses standing there and everybody, coincidentally, some activist gets a picture of it, then everybody's putting out, even though nobody could find this person, none of the hospitals said they had anybody like that, blah, blah, blah. And they all went with it until
we,
and thank you to some of our listeners who caught it and helped us with this, with the tip, were able to show this wasn't a nurse at all. It was like completely. But they didn't care, right? They just, nobody said, oh, well, our bad, right?
Right. Well, you know, it's just like they got caught down in Virginia, where all of a sudden they had all these TikTok ones that's supposed to show that the white racists in line with whatever the rally was in
Youngkin,
Virginia, and saying they're racist, and they turn out they're just Democratic operatives. And then, and more of other people than the Lincoln Project said, oh, we did that. And everybody said, oh, you didn't do that. Then you'd had your people. You wouldn't have had Democratic operatives doing it.
Right.
You were just the official fallback.
Right. And here's the thing with the, and they're, you know, the, again, they're conveniently ignoring all of the obscenity shouting at Trump and Trump supporters over the years. But I compare it to, it was like in those, the Mockingjay trilogy. Forget what's her name, Jennifer Lawrence. So the girl dies in the games and she puts the flowers all around her. And I cry every time I see that. And then she looks up at the camera and she goes like that, right? And touches her fingers to her lips and raises her hand. And all over the country, people were going like that too. Right, and it just became a thing, right?
Right.
Well, Let's Go Brandon has done that. And don't you think the more they scream and holler and tell us to stop it, right? I think the more we need to do it and the more it's going to go, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think it's really starting to build momentum up.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, and really we can talk about it right now anyway, because we've got some time, but Virginia, the polls have gone where McAuliffe was ahead by, you know, double digits, then single digits, then middle digits, then slightly ahead. And now the last three or four polls all shows Youngkin ahead, which is incredible. And even in New Jersey, where it's just an overwhelmingly Democratic state, the polls have gotten down to so middle single digits for Murphy, the Democrat, but that's incredible in New Jersey. Now, of course, they'll steal whatever they can steal, and Republicans have to try to steal back if they can.
Strategize and counter it. Yeah. But here's one thing interesting, too, and this will take us to the Bill Maher. situation. One of the things I was reading, and this was in Politico, which is clearly a left-leaning blog site, they were saying that the consultants for the current campaigns, whether it's in Virginia or wherever, have backed, initially they were spending all this money on, you know, our guy is going to fight COVID and take care of COVID, and their guy, the Republican guy, is going to, everyone's going to die because of the Republican guy. Well, they've quit spending ads on COVID-related advertising almost entirely because they found people are over it. People just don't care. I mean, even the Democrat consultants, and they're like, you know, look, we think they're going to kill us all, but the average voter out there doesn't. The average voter has either had the vaccine or isn't going to get the vaccine or has had COVID, is okay, and is treating it pretty much like the flu. And they're sick and tired of being told they can't go to restaurants, or sick and tired of being told they have to wear masks and their kids have to wear masks.
And it's interesting that God, the Republican candidate said he'll open Virginia up. You know, he says, if Youngkin said, if we have it, we'll be open for business. None of this lockdowns, none of this other stuff. So,
and meantime,
and they're also trying to tar him with Trump, and Trump's going, great, try to tar him.
I think Trump is doing a virtual.
Yeah, virtual ones.
Right.
And so forth. You know, I mean, if Youngkin wins tomorrow, people like Peter will go, see, he was a moderate. He wasn't nothing moderate about him. I mean, if Trump loses by 10%, you don't want to have Trump campaigning with you, but he accepted his endorsement and everything else.
Well,
so it's really going to be interesting.
Well, and it goes again, and I think the Let's Go Brandon thing, and I mean, first of all, that reporter, we should just give her an award of some sort, give her a Pulitzer or something like that, if they don't fire her for being such an idiot. But it starts out, I mean, it started out as just, number one, it was just a recognition that we know, like that guy in that song said, we know you're lying to us. We know what they're saying, and you're trying to lie to us, and we can hear it, so we don't buy it. Number two, it has become, I think, an F Joe Biden thing, too. I don't know that it's necessarily a pro-Trump thing, really, but it is certainly anti-Biden thing.
Sure, it's a pro-Trump.
Well, it, but I think I would bet there are people who are not Trump supporters, or even think of themselves maybe as Trump supporters, are saying that too, because it's like a screw you government telling me to do all these things that I know are wrong, that I know are not true, right? Men cannot have babies, okay? Little kids should not have their sex changed at the age of 5. I mean, everything, the economy is not doing well. The supply chain is not my fault, you know, the supply chain crisis. And then the COVID thing, I think, again, most people, the polls show, are over it. And they showed that while they may think that McAuliffe, the Democrat, could do a better job, they didn't care. They're like, screw it, we're over it. And if we can now, I mean, when you even have liberal comedians saying, move on, I mean, that says something. So TJ, if we could please play the mayor on COVID soundbite.
Just cases per 100,000 people. I know some people seem to not want to give up on the wonderful pandemic, but you know what? It's over. There's always going to be a variant. You shouldn't have to wear masks.
I mean, he's basically saying COVID's over. Get over it. We don't even care anymore. And Sandra points out, and yet here in Colorado, we have a judge, an old fart judge, telling Douglas County parents to basically shut up.
Yeah, he knows better for you.
He knows better for you. But here's the thing. There is still in Chicago, a judge today suspended Mayor Lightfoot's suspension of the firemen and the police officers who did not get the vaccine yet, right? So he put that on hold. You've got that happening in other places. The Politico, again, had another article today talking about federal contractors are telling the Biden administration, look, you got to get rid of this mandate that we have to have all of our employees vaccinated, because we're going to lose a significant percentage of our workforce. And we would way rather, you know, quit being a federal contractor if that's what it takes. So I got to wonder, and meanwhile, we know OSHA has not yet come up with the rules for it, right? So I wonder if they're going to back off on that or not. What do you think?
No, I think they'll keep on going. I think it's a winner among all their other things. I mean, he comes out highest on COVID, I think. And hopefully it turns that that's his lowest ranking.
Yeah, but that'd be like coming like, you know, who do you think is most, you know, I don't know what, likely to capture butterflies? And it's like Joe Biden. And then saying, yay, people support me. It's like, well, no, you know, they think you can do that, but they don't care about that very much.
No, he's got an approval, but it's also dropping significantly. And I should think it would, hopefully it'll drop off the cliff, because I think he's just doing an awful job, just an awful job. With all of it. And he's just, you know, he's over now at the COP conference, COP26, over in Glasgow, in which all the rich and famous are flying in on their Lear jets, and they had to line up. They had so many, they had no place to park them all.
Right.
And then they all go in these massive cavalcades into Glasgow, and the normal delegates can't get there because the train service isn't working. So I mean, it's just a joke. It really somebody said when Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and all the rest of them say our democracy, what they're really saying is their oligarchy.
Right.
You know, we don't want anything to upset the oligarchy we've imposed on this country with the tech people and the giants and industry and everything else.
Oh, Twitter has started its debunking campaign on climate change, by the way, too. So if you tweet the wrong thing about climate change, you know, and here again, the polls make me optimistic in that while, you know, 90% of Americans say they're worried about climate change, 90% of them said, but if I have to pay $10 more at the gas pump to deal with it, I don't want to do that. That's because, I mean, if people really thought it, like you said, if Joe Biden really thought we were on the, you know, the planet was on the verge of extinction because of climate change, he would have gone there virtually, right? He wouldn't have flown a jet, whatever, right? Everybody just knows. No, we're not. I mean, we're supposed to be dead by now, according to Al Gore.
Well,
right?
All the polar caps are supposed to have melted by now, and everything's supposed to have risen 2 feet, and everything's supposed to be flooded. And, you know, I mean, everybody, their problem is now we've watched them. We watched them with COVID and see how they use that to create a crisis. And now they've used this one for decades now to create crises. And we must totally change, not ourselves. You know, not Al Gore.
That's right. Yeah, no, none of those people that are like flying around in their private jets, then having tea and coffee, and then giving us speeches about how the rest of us should lead our lives. But here, this is the one though, and we'll play this final video. It's kind of funny, of Joe Biden. TJ, if we could play this, there's no audio in this. There is. You hear this person droning on and on and on, and just watch Joe Biden here. If we could play the Joe Biden falls asleep video, please.
To survive. I see a generation growing up with fear in their hearts.
So for people who can't see, he's just kind of looking around with his arms folded. His eyes are blinking. Lowering, you know, like when your dog falls asleep, how their eyes slowly close. There he goes.
There you go.
His eyes are totally closed. And then he looks like, you know how if you fall asleep in an airplane, you kind of jerk open every jerk awake. That's what he's doing there. Falling asleep again, back, eyes are closed. It's kind of leaning forward. Leaning forward, eyes still closed. It's pretty funny. Still sleeping. And now he's breathing deeply. I mean, it looks like he actually did fall asleep there.
He's going into REM sleep.
Yeah, now his way, the way he comes over, he's like, what?
Oh, yeah, could you look at this, please?
Can you?
I got the camera on you, old fart.
He's like, oh, sorry. And he laughs. I wasn't sleeping that way. I'm fine. Now he claps. Yay, that's great. Now he puts his face in his hands and like, oh, God, I can't take any more of this. Yay, okay, are we done here yet?
I have to hear these people drone on.
Now, here's the thing. I got to say, I don't necessarily fault him for that.
Well, no. When you're out in public, you should not fall asleep in the speech.
Well, when you're the freaking president, you know, if this is really going to destroy all of our lives in the world here in the next 5 years, you'd think you could pay attention a little bit to doing something, right?
No, not him.
No. But that's another one, though, again, where, you know, you hear it, and now it's gotten ridiculous about that. that reports or the rumors, I don't think it's fair to call them reports, that maybe he had a little incident at the when he was meeting the Pope, and that's why they couldn't, because he had to change his pants. And then I've been seeing these tweets of somebody saying there's some FBI or Secret Service guy whose job it is to carry a change of clothing around for the president, only everybody makes fun of him, so he doesn't like to say it. Now, I don't know about that. But I think, though,
hopefully they got him in Depends or something.
Well, yeah, but you can tell something's, I mean, it's, again, something is not quite right with Joe Biden. Now, you may still think he's an okay president. You may be one of the five.
If you think that,
left.
You're crazy.
Yeah, if you think
you
that.
You are nuts.
Sandra says she believes a little accident story. Well, Emma, why is he's like joking about, you know, talking about sexist, racist, stereotypical. He goes on, he makes some kind of joke about Irish drinking. It's like, seriously? And then he says, oh, and the Pope said it's cool. I'm cool on abortion. Now, you know the Pope did not say that, right? Or if he did, he didn't understand. And the Pope's not going to cause this. But on the other hand, if you're the Pope, you're not going to come out and say, no, I didn't say that, right?
You're just going to
shut up. And so, but I mean, but people, again, this is my great hope, and it gets better all the time, that, I mean, you know, the Let's Go Brandon, when you've got everybody saying COVID is over, voters are saying, I don't care about COVID. Maybe I'll wear my stupid mask, but I actually don't care. You've got parents pushing back. When you've got elected officials telling parents that they don't get to decide what books their children should read, they don't get to decide what the curriculum is. And then they're surprised when parents are upset about that. Juan Williams today said that basically parents' rights is just dog whistle. Right. For white supremacists, it's like, you know.
There are lots of dog whistles. Lots of people have dog whistles these days because the left believes everything is a dog whistle.
This is from Leo. Is Pampers the code name for the Secret Service guy with the clothes? And Sandra says, LOL, good one, Leo. But, you know, here's the thing. You know, again, you can just tell something's not quite right with Joe Biden. You can tell by every time he talks. You can tell by the way his staff handles things. You've got Jen Psaki now. So he coughs and then shakes hands with everybody. And then 2 days later, Jen Psaki tests positive for COVID, right? even though she's been vaccinated both times and also and has the booster shot.
What does that vaccination do?
Exactly. So again, their whole thing about, I mean, people can see, and I guess.
You know, you do think this one's true, that you hear him saying that well, what it does is it makes the symptoms far less. You kind of go, I didn't think that was the point of it. I thought it was that it prevented you from getting it, but now it's, oh.
Well, and here's the thing, and that's one of those months, how do you prove a negative? Keep in mind that the majority of people did not get very sick with this anyway, right? Some of them, the younger people especially, didn't even know they had it because they had zero symptoms. So how can you then turn around? So if you have a flu kind of thing, a virus that a lot of people have, we just had very mild symptoms, right? So how can you then turn around and say, well, that it's the vaccine that made him have less of a symptom?
Right.
I mean, you can't, there's no way to prove that. There's well, no way to
make
prove.
It.
There's absolutely no way to prove how sick they would have been. I mean, it'd be one thing if everybody died from it, right? And then you have the vaccine and you don't die. But if you have this massive range of symptoms and how severe it is, how on earth can you make any kind of claim that the vaccine makes it less? I mean, you can't. I mean, you just can't do that.
That's
a lie.
Good enough. That's good enough for them. That is absolutely good enough for them.
Yeah. But Sandra, you're right. Nothing is right with the Democrat Party. This is for Barney. Juan is like Peter, but know that Billy. I can't read that, Barney, but people can see it. People can see it. Yeah, it is. But people, though, again, are starting to see things. And I think the Let's Go Brandon and is a sign of all of that. And I think the tomahawk talk, right? The I had to explain that to Rev because he thought it was karate. And they freak out because Trump did it. But I got to say, I'm not a particularly an Atlanta Braves fan, but I want him to win just to stick it up the progressives. You know what Barney said.
I'm not sure Atlanta is the team of the pro-Trump people, but
well, no, but it's a, okay, Julie butt. You're right. Billy pops out of Peter's butt. I think so too, Mark. You can't say it enough. Go, Brandon, go. Everyone should buy a Let's Go Brandon shirt and wear it on Party Friday. There you go. Because I think Trump has some. But the only thing that worries me, and here's a negative, though, is And there's plenty of information out there, but is the way they run the ballots, right? And I mean, I think if we're going to have all mail balloting, which I suspect is here to stay, we absolutely have to get rid of ballot harvesting.
I agree with that.
You've got Mark Zuckerberg pouring millions and millions of dollars into county and local precinct offices, filling them with paid Democrat political operatives.
Yeah.
Literally with, you know, armfuls of blank ballots going door to door in Democrat, heavily Democrat areas, and then taking these armfuls of ballots and dropping them off. I mean, forget Dominion voting, forget all of that other stuff. This alone, and then on top of that, you had the Democrats at the same time getting rid of anything that would validate, is this a registered voter? Is this their actual signature? You know, are they legally able to vote in the precinct that they're voting in? They got rid of all of that. The Republicans got to stop that.
Yeah, they do have to stop it. It's going to be this good. Virginia, you know, he's the last three polls, Youngkin's ahead in all of them. And normally, 90% of the time, if you've had one where you go from behind and then get all the way up to election, and you're just getting better and better and better polling and so forth, you know, not 90%, but 80% of the time, you know, you're that candidate's going to win. But I think it's 50-50 because I think they can rig. They're great at rigging, and they'll do anything. They've shown that with that Lincoln Project thing, and they weren't even ashamed of it. Stuart Stevens, yeah, I'm glad I did it. You know, we have to show those Democrats how to
fight. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you one second believe that the whole thing was a Lincoln Project's idea? That somebody from the Lincoln Project said, I know, let's help that McAuliffe guy, and let's go find us some young people who work with the Virginia Democrat Party. I have some in my Rolodex right here on my contact list, right? And call them? No. I mean, what do you think happened there?
I think the Democrats said, well, this is a little risky. And the guy said, look, we'll give you plausibility. We're the Lincoln Project. We'll say
everyone hates us anyway.
So we'll say we did it. And that way people will blame them instead of the Virginia Democratic Party if it should go badly. And it did go badly. And it was fairly successful on blaming the Lincoln Project. Anything lousy thing Democrats will do, Lincoln Project say, well, we're Republicans, so it doesn't really...
But even that, you know, here's how bold they are, though, you know, to think they could get away with it, right, in this day and age, to think that people wouldn't be able to figure out who those people were, you know, and again, maybe sometimes I don't know if the Democrats are stupid or they just don't care. They just know they've got cover.
Well,
for
they couldn't get anybody else to do it, so they had to get their own people to do it. So, but then they got caught. They said, I know, even though it's raining, well, how we're sunglasses and hats, and they'll be able to
and we'll have an African-American white supremacist too.
Yeah, African-American. Well, they're kind of lucky we got to get anybody we can get.
Yeah, because they probably had a lot of people going, I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't. Yeah. So I mean, my mom might say, why were you being a white supremacist at a Youngkin rally? You know, I thought you liked McAuliffe. So, but again, they're getting caught. They're getting caught on COVID. They're getting caught on that. They're getting caught, and thank God for Tucker Carlson on the insurrection hoax too. You know, and as you say, though, they don't stop. They just pivot.
Well, they just pivot, and they never just like George Stephanopoulos and his thing trying to say that the Steele dossier wasn't just total crap. I mean, how you can say that and have any type of honesty to you? I mean, it's just pathetic. But you know, the idea that January 6th was some huge insurrection where lots of people were killed, they won't ever stop.
No. Same thing. I mean, does anyone even remotely have a question thinking that AP reporter just decided to just go ahead and say, because she has a big Twitter following, oh my God, the pilot here just said, let's go, Brandon. And boom, because she knows that none of the corporate media people care whether it's true or not. They just care. They've abandoned caring whether it's true. They just care. Does it further their narrative? That's why, as we said on Friday, they're criticizing Tucker Carlson for rewriting the script. They're like, we had a script. There's a perfectly good script. The white supremacists, Trump supporters, are domestic terrorists, and we must arrest them all and put them in jail. Parents,
save our democracy.
Parents, you think you had rights? No, that's a dog whistle for white supremacy. You know, you got some mother in Loudoun County protesting that her 5-year-old came home and said, am I born evil because I'm white? And she's like, where'd you get that? It's like, at school. It's like, you know, and they're like, if you question that, then you're a racist too.
I love Terry McAuliffe's last rally when he said, "We're going to stand behind the Virginia school teachers. They're going to take us across the line." And he just hope that's not true. You hope. And then McAuliffe said, "We've got a great school system here in Virginia. It was good enough for my kids, and they grew up great." Then someone said, "Wait a minute, 4 of the 5 of your kids went to private schools." You know?
So who cares about that?
London. I had one go to high school. The real screw off. He went to high school.
They got kicked out. Yeah. This is from Barney George. Is a great bobblehead. He is a good bobblehead. There is hope, though, and I think there is increasing hope. And we got this from Sandra. You guys are doing great in the chat here. I disagree. Have you ever talked to a Democrat? They truly are stupid, and many have doctorate degrees. Now I believe their politicians, this is true, are devious and cunning. You know, they are. And I think one of the things, and I want to do a whole show on this too, because I think there's so much there. What is going on all of a sudden? And I think it's Tucker Carlson, who I love anymore, asked this. Why is the transgender community running the country now, right? Why all of a sudden there is a big article in the Denver Post about how sex laws hurt prostitutes? It's like, well, yeah, because they get arrested for it, as if somehow not having sex laws was going to help prostitutes. But what is this?
You better give them a lot more competition.
Well, the world's best living anyway for a lot of people, just like marijuana laws didn't get rid of the black market in marijuana, right?
It's going to get even bigger after this next election.
Right. And so I guarantee you, if you say, prostitution is going to be legal, well, I suspect that there will be.
Well, it is in places like Nevada and all that.
Right. But here's what happens then, because it's legal, then it's regulated and then it's controlled. I think there are still going to be people who have drug and addiction issues, which many people who are on the corners of Colfax, when I've done stories on this, that's why they're there. They have drug and addiction issues, and this is a quick way for them to make money. Those people are not going to be working at the legal establishments. It's not going to go away. It's going to make their lives worse. But the bottom line is why all of a sudden are the Democrats so freakily focused on sex? And I think I read a great column, and I forget who, because I wish I could give him credit. And tell me what you think. They said, because it's the George Orwell thing where they say 2 + 2 = 5. Say it, Winston, say it. Just like Peter Boyle. Sorry, Peter, but say the election was stolen. Say it, right? Why do they always say it? Chris Wallace, say it, right? And same thing. It's like a man is a woman. A man can have a baby. Say it. What they're trying to do, I believe, is force us to say something that we know isn't true, because that's sort of an ultimate level of control.
Yeah, it is.
Right? If I say no, I mean, you can be transgender and you can do this and that, but you have to be biologically a woman to have a baby. That's you can't get around that. And they're like, oh, racist. And Sandra's right, 1984. But I think that's part of it. It's part of their reason to shame us, to cancel us. If you don't, look what they did to that J.R. Rowling's, the Harry Potter person, right? I mean, it's like they want to do everything.
But in some ways, I love it, because J.R. Rowling's is just a typical liberal. And then she said something like, women are women, and they all went after her. And it's just amazing how they just turn on anybody and everybody.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who you are. And they try to, in part, because we allow Twitterverse to control everything. Really, right. If you turn off the Twitterverse, all of a sudden
you're like, oh, I can actually. Well, and that's the thing we got to keep in mind, you know, that Twitter is really like a bunch of like 20 something white women who can't get dates. I mean, right. Seriously, like legitimately, the vast majority of them. But Dr. Donna says it's like the bully on the playground. That's exactly what it is, Dr. Donna. And just like the bully on the playground, and maybe we should have you give your St. Crispin speech, but just like the bully on the playground, you have to stand up. If you say, okay, I'll give you my lunch money today, right, and hopefully he doesn't ask for it tomorrow. No, tomorrow's going to ask for your lunch money and then your baseball hat, right? We all know this. And there's only one way to stand up to the bully on the playground, and that's to stand up. You can't really go to the teacher, particularly here. I mean, who's the teacher? You can't go and ask.
She's the bully.
She's the bully. You can't go and ask for help. And that's why, again, let's go, Brandon, right? You just have to do that. And you have to say, not wearing a mask. I was having a conversation with a friend today who was saying to me, basically, you know, we need to get you a forged vaccine passport, mm-hmm, so you can get into places. And I was like, why? And they're like, well, you know, because some more places are starting to care. I'm like, the place requires, I don't care if I was, even if I had a vaccine passport, and I wouldn't show it. I'd be like, this is America, you know? And it's like, if you want me to show you a passport before I go into your restaurant or I go into your music venue, I don't need to listen to this, right? And we all need to do that. We need to not say, well, you know, I just really wanted to eat there and my friends all wanted to eat there. You know, I think you need to say, no,
I'm not going in there.
I'm not going in there. And it's like the bully on the playground. And you need to say, no, the insurrection was a hoax. Yes, the Russia thing was a hoax. All down the line, right? You need to say, as Barney said, yes, the president pisses in his pants. You can't really expect much. You need to say that. You need to say, Joe Biden was freaking falling asleep. You know, no, he wasn't resting his eyes.
Well, he was resting his eyes.
And then that's right. Even Billie Jean King said something. And, you know, they went after her. Then Mark says, not only do we need to stand up, but do we say, sorry, I'm not buying your load of crap. And then Barney says, I say, hell yes, Sandra. That's true. You know, and you guys do, and we do. And I think, again, that's one of the reasons I want to keep you off of social media. They want to make you feel alone. And that's another thing that Let's Go Brandon does. When you're standing there in a stadium.
Huge stadium and everybody's going, Let's Go Brandon. You kind of realize that, no, it's not you that's isolated.
You're not the only one who thinks of this, right? Because you notice Brandon didn't go to any of the All-Star games. Now, maybe he can. Maybe there are too many other complicating issues there. But it's like, you know, because he would start going like that. He'd be like, this is fun. And they didn't have to stop him. And then they lie and they say that wasn't him or something like that. Let me read a final comment from Sandra. Also heard some states are thinking about the show your COVID shot before you can get a driver's license. Yeah. But you don't need to show a voter an ID to vote. Hey guys, listen, that is going to do it for us.
That's it.
We will fix our speakers so we can take phone calls by next week. I don't know.
By Wednesday anyway.
By Wednesday anyway. Hey, we're going to continue watching the Tucker Carlson thing. We'll talk more about that.
Yeah. I can't wait for versions 2 and 3, as well as whatever whatever Tucker's going to say tonight.
Well, we're going to see what Brandon says tonight.
Yeah, what does Brandon have to say? Hey, he ought to take that to the platform. Hi, I'm Brandon.
I'm the guy. Me. That's right. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you on Wednesday. Remember, you can get all of the shows at chuckandjulie.com.
Take care.
Thank you, everybody on Zoom.